Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place of air related to Amazon FBA, Parallel, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy, and today we bring you another special guest. His name is Gary Wan, and he's the founder and host of the Seven Figure Seller Summit, which I would say is one of the top communities out there when it comes to spreading knowledge around how you can successfully scale your business on Amazon beyond seven figures. So the reason why I wanted to bring Gary today to our podcast is because he has a very interesting topic today, which is essentially what are some of the best AI tools you should be implementing in your Amazon business to basically maximize your operations. And I think this is such an interesting topic and presentation that we're going to have, because I feel in the AI world, there are so many tools and it can get overwhelming in terms of which one is actually the best one for content or for listings or for PPC, X, Y, and Z. And I know Gary is basically going to go deep and tell you exactly which are the ones you need to go for. I can't wait, Gary. So it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming. How you doing, my friend?
Thank you so much for having me, Vincenzo. And greetings. I'm actually visiting China right now. And cool. I feel, you hit the nail on the head. There's AI, it's a hot topic, but there's just so many tools out there. There's probably like a million AI tools.
Overwhelming.
And, you know, overwhelming. Sellers, it's difficult. Yeah, sellers just don't have time to learn everything, try to, you know, figure it out what's working. So that's why, you know, I did the heavy lifting for you. You know, I've been using AI for several years now. And, you know, through our Seven Figure Seller Summit, we have like the top Amazon sellers are using AI. So I really wanted to share with you my personal favorite top 10 AI tools to help you with your Amazon business, to grow it, to get more done, to scale your business, to increase profit. So thanks so much for having me, Vincenzo.
Yeah, can't wait. So I think if you want, before we get started with the presentation, just for those that might not know you yet, tell us a little bit about Gary, because you have such an interesting background. You already do so much in the space. So I just want people to get to know you and what are some of the things you're bringing. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I was born and raised in the US, Los Angeles. My family is Chinese American. So my family is from China originally. I was born and raised in LA. I went to school USC. I feel like I'm kind of, my background's the intersection of e-commerce and supply chain. So the first product I sold online was back in 2005 on eBay. Back then, eBay was the biggest online platform. Obviously, you know, things have changed so much. The second chapter of my career was doing sourcing. 2008, I made a move to Shanghai, China, where I'm sitting right now, visiting some family friends. I was working as a sourcing agent for 11 years on the ground, boots on the ground in China, visited over like 100 factories, sourcing literally like everything from like exercise bikes, solar water heaters, auto parts, umbrellas, you name it. So I have a very strong background in sourcing as well. Started selling on Amazon about 2016. And I got married as well. Long story short, the reason I created Seven Figure Seller Summit was 2018. My wife and I were pregnant with our son, who's five right now. And then, you know, I used to fly to Hong Kong to go to like Global Sources Summit to listen to the other speakers. You know, they invited me to speak as well. But then my wife is expecting, so I couldn't board the flight. I couldn't leave, right? So I thought, I don't want to be left behind. So why not invite these seven figure sellers I know to teach me online what they're doing on Amazon right now, and to teach everybody else online? So that's like the genesis story behind Seven Figure Seller Summit 2018. So fast forward to today, we've already launched 9 Seven Figure Seller Summits. So this year, the main thing is AI 2.0, really helping Amazon sellers grow, scale their business, you know, leveraging all the new AI tools out there. And also, you know, with Amazon AI Rufus and Cosmo and all the changes going on, you know, that's becoming super important because, you know, everything's changing now. So we're, you know, that's another critical part of Amazon selling today. So, yeah, that's
yes,
quick intro.
Super important, you know. I think. And first of all, what a journey. I love it. I think, and this is something I find so inspiring for most people that I know in the industry. Like, we have definitely, usually through the journey of doing the business ourselves. In this case, you were doing the sourcing, you are interacting with Amazon sellers. Usually what ends up happening is that you encounter yourself discovering that so many people actually struggle in terms of getting access to the right resources in the format of you know, a networking, in the format of content. And the fact that you went all that way to then create this community and this hub, especially in markets such as Japan, which we haven't even touched on yet. Like, these are communities that are really thriving for, I want to get to know Amazon better, how I successfully scale my business. And you're bringing all these amazing speakers and, you know, companies from overseas. I think that's such an amazing way of, you know, adding value to the community. So I just wanted to highlight that and give you some praise.
That's my personal mission. I mean, if I can just share, like, my mission, I feel, you know, I'm in a position where I'm really, you know, with my background in e-commerce and sourcing and now with AI, and, you know, I'm based in Japan, I'm really doing everything I can to help the e-commerce seller, the Amazon seller, to really grow their business, to learn, you know, education and also communities, both online, offline. You know, I'm running the Amazon seller meetups in Tokyo. We also have meetups in Shanghai. My business partner, Peter, here, he's running the one in Shanghai. So
nice.
I feel like, you know, e-commerce, everyone knows it's a lonely journey, right? I mean, like, most of our friends or, you know, our spouse, they don't really get it, right? So I think it's a rare opportunity we can bring people together to, you know, ask questions, to, you know, support each other, maybe even meet some business partners out of it. So that's my whole vision.
You're killing it. You're killing it. You're doing an amazing job. Awesome. So let's get started. I'm really keen to, you know, even learn these tools myself, because even myself, I'm always traveling and so busy. So I'm really looking forward to see what are some of these tools that I can start implementing myself. So let's do it. Yeah.
All right. So yes, I mean, Chenzo, any questions you have, feel free to jump right in. So today I want to share with you guys my personal favorite AI tools for Amazon selling. And I think this is super key right now, because obviously as Amazon sellers, many of us are just like a one man, one woman show. So, you know, time is a big, you know, bottleneck for a lot of people, myself included. So AI is really a good tool to help you save time on the very tedious tasks. I think the other big challenge right now is profitability. Amazon's increasing fees. They're announcing new fees, and, you know, going to Q4, they're going to raise all the storage fees, you know, all over again. So AI could help you become more profitable and also scaling your business, right? I think, you know, AI is really powerful because it's almost like, you know, it's like putting on like a jetpack, right? So you can, like, you know, fly, you can walk a lot farther, you can fly a lot farther using these tools. And again, I wanted to, you know, distill down, these are the top 10 AI tools that I feel are very important for Amazon sellers today. Okay, so let's get into it. Tool number one is one of the favorites that everyone uses, Helium 10, but a lot of people are not aware that one really cool tool that really helps you save time on analyzing reviews, right? Because the old way, what I used to do before AI is, you know, I would go to my competitor's listing, I would click on the reviews, I would, like, look at the 4-star, the 3-star, the 2-star, I would, like, you know, try to, like, count, you know, copy and paste the number of complaints and find out the biggest problems for the improvement, right? So the beauty now with AI, Helium 10 actually has this review insights button in their Chrome extension. So what it does is, actually, you just click on this button and it can literally download all of your competitors' reviews, right? So if your competitor has like 600, 700 reviews, you could just click a touch of a button. So obviously this is very important when you're doing product development, where you're doing product research, because this understands your customer sentiment. It can find ways for product improvement. And another cool thing is it can even help you develop your customer avatar, right? Because it can literally read through all of the reviews, all of the language, all the words that they're using. They can tell you, like, you know, the age, the, you know, the type of people that are using it. For example, for the kites, it can tell you, you know, a lot of the people that use kites, they, you know, they're young kids or their parents with kids, they like to fly on the beach. So I think this is a very important way to save a lot of time using Helium 10, the review insights to download these tools. And then number two, ChatGPT. So this is kind of like a two-parter because I use these two together. So first I download the CSV file with all of the reviews from Helium 10. And then now with ChatGPT, you can actually upload the CSV file. So you can really, you ask ChatGPT to analyze the reviews, right? So, you know, this was the prompt that I did. So I downloaded, for this example, is these kites, right? These large Delta kites. So I uploaded into ChatGPT prompts. I'm creating a customer avatar for my kite brand. Please see these reviews, both positive and negative. Pay attention to the customer's hopes, pains, fears, and dreams. Create a customer avatar using this data. Do not paraphrase, but use the actual quotes. Okay, so I also want them to use the actual quotes because I can use these quotes in my product listing, right? So that's one of the keys for copywriting. So this saves me a ton of time because, you know, if I do this manually, this is going to take me like 3-4 hours or even the whole day. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But literally, ChatGPT is so fast. It goes through like the 700 reviews in just like, you know, 10, 20.
You're creating such a emotional connection as well, which I feel this alone, it can be the difference between having a good converting listen or not, because you're really investing the time into figuring out how I need to talk to the client. But beyond that, the avatar, and you can use the avatar to do your images and editing. So powerful,
Yeah, for sure. And you can see right here, I mean, immediately it just spat out the customer avatar. Like the name is the outdoor enthusiast parent. It tells you the age, 30, 50, gender, both male, female, US, family, parents with young children and grandchildren, occupation, you know, hopes. It's March and it's windy and my gal pal and I are itching to take these out and give them a try, right? So literally, I mean, you can use that in the copywriting. And Vincenzo, I mean, I'm sure with Ecomsy, with your agency, you guys are experts at this, right? But if, you know, people want to do it themselves, I mean, can you see how valuable this is? I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
It's a game changer. Yeah. Because, I mean, I see this all the time when we do audits talking about ourselves. Like, I jump and have a look at the listing. Can't tell you how many times their bullet points and everything are so generic. They don't really understand the avatar. They don't really understand what is the pain point that makes that person in the first place wanted to buy your product. And if you really know how to tap into that, it's like you're going to convert so much better than your competition.
Exactly. It increases the conversion rate. That's the key. That's the why we're doing this, because we want to increase our conversion rate, right? That just makes everything else better. And, you know, with PPC and, you know, ACoS and everything else. So, okay. So, so these are number one and two. Okay. Helium 10, the review insights, and tool two is ChatGPT. You can upload it and have it analyze the avatar. Okay. Next is listing optimization for Amazon sellers. Okay. So tool three that I love is Data Dive, because Data Dive, it really goes into deep keyword analysis, competitor insights, and then it can, one of the other benefits is it can optimize it for you. So literally you can choose all the keywords you want and you can just plug it in and everything is done for you. So it saves you a lot of time. Okay. I think one cool thing about Data Dive is it really goes deep into like identifying the gaps. So it can analyze, like, let's say you can plug in like 10 different competitors, right? It can tell you exactly, you know, which ones are not ranking for some of the top search terms. So you can go in and you can really, like a sniper, you can target those search terms. And then this way you can use Data Dive to use this AI feature to build a listing, making sure you're indexed for those search terms your competitors are missing for. Okay, so that's number three. Number four is Listify GPT. Okay, so this is a custom GPT in ChatGPT. It's kind of like, for those of you guys that are not familiar, it's kind of like, you know, in the App Store, right? Like, you know, on your iOS in the App Store, there's like, you know, apps for like, you know, Amazon, and there's apps for, you know, Spotify, etc. There's now apps for Amazon selling. So Listify was created by Andrew Erickson. He's one of the speakers at our online summit, and he won the AI hackathon last year. So this GPT, literally, it can generate high converting listings within ChatGPT because he's trained it on all of the Amazon copywriting, you know, the title requirements, the bullet requirements, and all that stuff. So literally, it just asks you for all of the content, and then it could just write the listing for you. Okay. So, I mean, this is another way it can save you a lot of time creating optimized listing, because ChatGPT, I mean, I think some people, they haven't had good results because maybe they didn't put in the right prompt, they didn't feed it the right information. So the beauty of Listify GPT is that it's already trained. So think of it as like an Amazon selling assistant in ChatGPT that will ask you the questions for you. So it will guide you to create the optimized listing. So that's number three and number four, Data Dive and Listify GPT.
Awesome. Yeah, this one actually, the Listify, is interesting that you mentioned the App Store thing, because I think a lot of people don't know. And I was surprised when I also discovered this, like people think ChatGPT is only limited to chat interactions, but it's funny how you can find so many interesting custom ChatGPTs that people just put out there for the community. And some of them are like super complex and you just have to type whatever is your issue on the search bar. And you're going to find basically the custom ChatGPT that will match with your search. And then you can find essentially tools that can automate things that otherwise could be paid, but here you're getting access to ChatGPT. So they're super powerful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of useful GPTs, like, you know, YouTube video summarizers. Exactly. So literally, rather than watching like a 60-minute YouTube video, it could just summarize and it tell me like the top seven, like, you know, Amazon selling tips. So it just saved me like, you know, 60 minutes. Yeah. Right.
You can use it for creating systems. Imagine you want to train your team. You can say, summarize this YouTube video, take the takeaways, and create an SOP for my team. That's it. In a matter of minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, SOP. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Okay. All right. Let's keep going.
Yeah, listen.
Okay. So number five is a way to create Amazon images. And optimizing your images. So this is a tool called eContent, built by Max Sinclair. So Max is actually an ex-Amazonian. He used to work for Amazon and
it's amazing. His
partner. They created, I think you're familiar with eContent.
I'm very close with him. He has very good technology, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the beauty of eContent is if you try to just create a lifestyle image, right? So let's say we're selling like a picnic basket and we want to put it in a park, you know, on a picnic mat, maybe with a guy and a girl, right? Oftentimes something like ChatGPT or Midjourney, they'll hallucinate, so they will not be able to produce your image 100%. Like for example, for like my kites, if I have like a triangle kite and then I ask it to, you know, put it on the beach with the father and son flying it with the ocean waves in the background, sometimes it turns that triangle kite into like a diamond shaped kite. You know, it's not accurate. It's like, you know, hallucinating, right? So the beauty of eContent is they have some algorithm that really locks in the product. So for that triangle kite, it's going to stay a triangle kite when I ask it to put it on that beach with the father son in front of the waves. Right. Nice. So that's why I recommend eContent as a tool that you can save a lot of time and save a lot of money. Right. Because the old way before AI, you know, how you do this, like I would have to send my product to like a photographer and then he might have to like hire a model and then, you know, rent out like a kitchen or rent out, you know, something. And literally it's going to cost me like hundreds of dollars. It's going to take me weeks of time, maybe like a month, you know, for the result. And in the end, I might not be happy with it. Right. But with AI, with eContent, literally you can just get this in minutes and you're just paying like, you know, like a fraction of the cost of what I'd be paying, you know, before AI, right? So I think this is a super valuable way for sellers to rapidly, you know, save time and also to scale their business. So eContent, okay?
Yeah.
Number six is another image creation and optimization tool called Midjourney. Some of you guys may have heard this. I think Midjourney is probably one of the top image creating AI tools out there. Super realistic. The visuals really stand out. I mean, you can create some really cool ones. Okay. And then DALL-E is another one that's built into ChatGPT. Okay. So I think, in my opinion, okay, the quality is better in Midjourney. But for Midjourney, you have to use Discord, an app called Discord. Yeah. And then you have to know like the syntax. Like it's like a certain language format you have to use.
It has friction, a lot of friction. Yeah, that's
exactly. It has friction. You know, you have to type in like /imagine and then you have to you know, type in the term, and then you have to know like, you know, exposure settings, right? So Midjourney is good if you're more advanced, okay? But if you want to just speak plain language, DALL-E is built into ChatGPT. So it's already built in. So you can just plain language, you can just ask it to create that thing for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the difference. I hope that makes sense. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. So the bonus tool, okay, for image creation is, I call it VA plus AI, right? So everyone knows what a VA, a virtual assistant, is, mm-hmm. right? So oftentimes I find that the AI created image, it might be like 80% or maybe 85%, sometimes 70%, right? But the remaining part, especially if it's text, because AI still hallucinates a lot as of right now for text, I get a VA to go in to clean it up. So in this example, for those of you guys watching on screen, I asked DALL-E to create this free pass for Seven Figure Seller Summit, right? Mm-hmm. But then it had some typos, like you can see here, like the date in June, it was wrong, mm-hmm. right? So what you have to do is, I had to ask my VA to go in to clean it up more, because if you look closely, there's a lot of things. So I feel like AI as of 2024 right now is not 100%, right? So it's kind of like, you know, I use the example like an airplane pilot. You know, when you take mm-hmm. a flight, there's autopilot, right? And then there's the human pilot, right? There's no flight that exists right now that's 100% autopilot, right? The human, it has to come in, like, you know, take off, landing, you know, if there's turbulence or emergency situations, right? But maybe the autopilot flies like 80%. So I find it's the same right now with AI creating the images. It can do like mm-hmm. 80% of the work for you, but you got to get somebody to clean it up the last 20%.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's keep going. So number 9 is a tool that I use for research and for especially technical support. Okay. Is a tool called Phind, PHIND.com. So this is an AI, an LLM that it focuses specifically on like technical support. So if you have any questions about, like, you know, using, let's say, I was using this for like sending email, right? Like if I'm using ActiveCampaign and, you know, I'm stuck doing an automation, can you help me with this automation? Mm-hmm. Like, how do I do that, right? If you get stuck, like, let's say in Gmail, you can't send your email because one of your other emails are not configured correctly. So this is another really good tool that it can help you with the support. The difference between this and using ChatGPT straight up is that this will also cite the sources for you, right? So it'll tell you exactly the websites that it's grabbing this information. So if you want to learn more, you can go to the source. It's not just like pulling stuff out of thin air. And it's also trained specifically for this. It's also good for coding as well, for those of you guys that are interested in that. So this is phind.com. Okay, so quick resolutions for technical support problems. Okay, all right. And then the last tool that I want to share with you guys is a tool called Opus AI. The video is not playing right now. Basically, have you heard of Opus, Vincenzo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Opus is really good to create snippets for your videos, for like Instagram Reels, for TikToks. So literally you can use like like a YouTube video. Yeah, and then mm-hmm. literally it just automatically does it for you. So it's a great way that you can quickly do that. Let me see if I can get the video to play. If I can't, then... Mm-hmm. Okay, let's keep going regardless. Okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Any questions on any of the ones
I covered think, so far? So I guess some of the questions, I'm sure... Oh, I think the video is there. Let's see. There you go. Cool.
So the cool part is it can actually put on the subtitles automatically for you, and it's smart. So if it's a 60-minute video, it would actually go in and then it would take, like, let's say 5 clips from like 5 key moments. So literally it, you know, you don't have to tell like your video editor, like, you know, go into minute 12 when he's talking about this. The AI, it just uses intelligence to go in to pick the right ones for you. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think for the one I was going to say, like, this tool is so useful, especially for Amazon sellers that start to do things such as social commerce, like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and things like that. Because then what you can do now is you can take a long format video that you did with maybe an influencer or a tutorial, an unboxing, everything. And now you can create so many pieces of content and repurpose that across multiple channels, you know? So, yeah.
Exactly. It can even add B-roll for you. Like, you know, if, let's say I'm doing, like, I'm selling the kite, you know, on the beach, and, you know, it's like that. And then maybe it can, you know, change to a different scene, like just like the ocean waves flowing, or, you know, another scene, like, you know, maybe like a father, like, putting something into his backpack just to show, you know, how portable it is. So we can, you know, literally grab that material for you as well. Mm-hmm. And there's a free preview as well. I mean, this thing, like, save you a ton of time and save you a ton of money for social commerce.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's keep going. All right. So that's why I feel it's okay. One final tip is, I mean, I feel like ChatGPT is the most popular tool as of right now. Make sure you're using ChatGPT 4.0 or 4.0, the latest version. Okay. 3.5, I find, is not that good. There's actually, like, a really big difference. So I think a lot of people, they tried ChatGPT, maybe they tried the free version. They were just like, you know, make sure you try 4.0, because that is the best one. I think right now 4.0, like, I think everybody, even people not paying for the premium subscription, they can get it right now. So if you haven't tried it, I highly encourage you to try it. So so those are the top 10 I have. Vincenzo, I'm curious. I know you're doing a lot of stuff with AI. What's maybe one favorite AI tool that you like to share? I mean, I'm curious myself.
So to be honest, when it comes to AI, I mean, first of all, the ones that you mentioned, like AI content, is one of my favorite ones. So we use it a lot, ChatGPT. In fact, we created our own custom ChatGPT for agency. And essentially, it has all our brain in terms of systems, case studies, and everything. So my team just interact with that custom ChatGPT. And actually, for some brands that are very big and have so many complexities, we have done ChatGPTs for the brand that essentially it understands everything about the brand. So let's say then my creative team has to do a campaign or a strategy or something. We have this hub where it has all the knowledge about the brand, and we use that as an insight when it comes to a strategy. But I would say another tool that I find very interesting is called HeyGen. It's for also video editing. It's called, I'm going to see if I can put the link on the description.
Okay.
Then essentially it's HeyGen.com. HeyGen, and I'm gonna put it in the screen for you guys right now. And essentially what it does is that allows you to create a UCG content on the spot without actually having a real influencer. Like, you hear it right, like, it just essentially HeyGen. You can see them.
Yeah.
So what it does is you can just put the link of a product on the tool, like from Amazon, and it would just use pre-made recorded avatars from influencers and everything talking like this on the camera or giving a review or whatever. And I just create a video on the spot, like, actually the influencer did that, but that video doesn't exist. It's just a representation of faking it that you have multiple influencers reviewing your product, and you can create hundreds of videos on the spot and just use that for TikTok, Amazon, whatever you want. Yeah.
Nice. So literally it just uses AI to create influencers for your product?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, for example, a user-generated content, like, now you just give them the link of Amazon and they have hundreds of avatars of people talking with different backgrounds and scenes. And then what it does, it takes the listing from Amazon or the website and just create a small square or sometimes the background and just scroll through the page and everything. It's like, it's the person actually reviewing the product. And
very
just
cool.
Create a script.
Does it work
script
well?
On a spot. Yeah, of course, sometimes you have to edit it, sometimes a little bit the script, but it's like it syncs with the lips and everything. So for a lot of people, it's going to look like actually an influencer reviewing the product. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Cool. Very cool. Okay. All right. Let's wrap up. Mm-hmm. So we covered the 10 tools today. But if you want to learn more, we actually have real sellers like Max Sinclair, right? I mean, he mm-hmm. walks you through like how to use e-com 10. So I wanted to offer you guys a free pass to Seven Figure Seller Summit. All you got to do is go to sevenfigurestellersummit.com. You can get 24-hour free viewing access to our 3-day online event. So we have 18 different training sessions, on all different ways that you can use AI for your Amazon business. So,
Thank you so much for that, Gary. It's been a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for being here on the show. I feel like this, insights are going to help so many Amazon sellers, specifically the ones that, are getting started and they don't sometimes have the budget to really hire, full stack teams that can do this for them. Like now AI allows you to get access to so much content and strategy, sometimes for free. So it's cool. Other than that, I invite everybody watching and hearing this episode, please make sure you check all the information from Gary and the Seven Figures SR Summit down in the description, because I feel the amount of content he brings to the space and the caliber of the content is definitely top-notch. And you want to make sure you are on top of your game when it comes to selling on Amazon, because we know how competitive things are getting. And if you miss some of these strategies, then your competitor might be learning from it. And if he does that against you, maybe he's going to take the advantage, and you don't want that. So, Gary, pleasure. And thank you so much for being the show. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Vincenzo. Thank you, everybody, for watching. We'll see you guys at the summit.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.